Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. I get calls weekly from someone who tells me they need to patent their logo or is ready to copyright their brand name. And I know what they mean, of course, because I get these calls all the time, and they're calling me because they seek trademark protection. But it is an example of the confusing language around the different types of intellectual property protection, the main types being patent, copyright, trademark, and trade dress. And I want to just briefly go through some of those differences in what they cover and how they're protected so we can clarify exactly what each one refers to. A patent generally protects an invention that could be a machine or a process or a chemical composition or the design of a product with a special type of patent called a design patent. A copyright generally covers an original work of creativity. And that could be literary or film or photo or sculpture or some other type of artistic work. A trademark protects the source that identifies a brand or identifies a product or a service. And so generally that is a brand name or a logo or a slogan, but it can be other things as well. It can be a color or a sound, like the NBC chimes, or other non-traditional trademarks that are used to identify the source of the products or the services. Now, patents are registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which has two divisions, one that covers patents and one that covers trademarks. The patent registration, if one is granted, generally lasts for 20 years. But a patent registration can never be renewed. It is a finite length of protection. A copyright registration is filed with the Library of Congress. And the copyright registration process is a little bit different from patent or trademark application, not only in that it's through a different agency of the government, but in that the Library of Congress doesn't really do a substantive examination of the underlying work that's applied for. They merely record the registration, and then in the event that there's a dispute, then a court would dig into whether or not the copyright really could be protected or should have been registered. And the length of a copyright registration is generally the lifetime of the author plus some number of years. That depends on the current state of the law and the different types of copyrights, but it is also a finite length of time. A trademark is unique from patents and copyrights in that the registration of a trademark can be renewed indefinitely, can be renewed for dozens of years or even hundreds of years. A trademark is registered, as I said, with the Trademark Division of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And the initial period of the registration, once one is granted, is 6 years until the first maintenance filing is due to show that the name is still being used. And then additional renewals would be due every 10 years from the date that the registration was issued. As we've discussed, there are differences not only between what patents protect, copyrights protect, and trademarks protect, but there are differences, and we've just scratched the surface, in terms of how they're registered and how long they last. They are three separate types of intellectual property. And I did mention at the top a fourth type, which is called trade secrets. Trade secrets are not registrable generally as patents or copyrights or trademarks, but they are proprietary information owned by a business or a company. And the way that they're kept protected and proprietary is that they are generally kept secret with stringent controls over who can know about them and how they're safeguarded. For example, the recipe for a Coca-Cola is a well-guarded secret for many, many years, and that is protected under trade secret law. If you have any questions about your intellectual property protections, reach out to me and let's discuss. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.